When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 4.5 years strong, y'all, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So, today's episode is going to be about, should you block the narcissist or should you just ignore the narcissist? So the difference between no contact and no response. So I think a lot of people, I think a lot of people think that they are doing no contact when they are just ignoring the narcissistic or the toxic person's text messages or contact attempts, emails, however they're trying to contact you. So my thing about it is, like, you're still seeing it. If you're just looking at it and ignoring it, you're still seeing it. And narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever you want to call them, they are trying to wear you down. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to wear you down, and they're trying to trigger you to react a certain type of way. They want to get a certain reaction from you, you know? And so they're going to try to wear you down with blowing you up with messages, blowing you up with phone calls, blowing you up with emails, or, you know, whatever, you know, whatever the form of communication is. That's what they're going to try to do, you know? So if you're dealing with narcissists or toxic people, should you block or should you ignore? My thing is block. If you can block, block them. You want to cut off communication. Block them. Go no contact, because you want to cut it off. You want to cut it off. You don't want to give them a chance to hammer away at you, because, like, this is the analogy I use today. Like, if you don't put a stream of water is hitting a mountain, initially, this stream of water is going to bounce off the mountain. But if there's nothing in between there, if there's no boundary, no blockage, eventually that stream of water will make a hole through that mountain. It just will. That stream of water will make a hole through that mountain, will make a hole through that. It will make a path, because it wore it down over time. That's what narcissistic people want to do, wear you down over time. And because, like, they know that time is of the essence, right? You know, if you're a real estate agent, you know that phrase right there, time is of the essence. But time is of the essence. So initially, a lot of narcissist types of people are going to try to blow you up right off the rip. If you break up with them, they're coming for you immediately. If you try to ghost them, discard them, break up with them, go no contact with them, they're going to try every single form of communication possible. Most people will. I can't say all, because some of them will leave you alone and reverse Hoover you, like me. I would just leave you alone. I wouldn't hunt you down. I would make you hunt me down. I'll make you start to think and wonder. You will hunt me down. It's like, oh, he hasn't reached out, so he must not be a narcissist. And then you reach out to me, and then I got you. So the thing about, like I said, no contact, blocking. Cut it off. Yes, it drives narcissistic people crazy. People just, like, what affects them more? Just ignoring them or blocking them? Block them. Ignoring them means that, I'm telling you, ignoring them, in my mind, if you're just ignoring me, that means you're still reading it and the door is still open. I promise you, that's how my mind works. That's how narcissistic people, a lot of narcissists, that's how our minds work. If you're still seeing my messages, if you're still reading my messages, if my phone calls are not going straight to voicemail, if my emails are not bouncing back, you know, I think I got you. If you still, you know, if I can still like your stuff on Instagram or Facebook, but if I still comment on your stuff, you see, you're seeing it, you're just ignoring it. It's still there. So in my mind, the door is still open. Even though it might not be, you don't want to put that thought in their head that the door is still open, because they're going to try to walk through that door. They just are. No contact, no response. Block it, ignore it. Ignoring is good. Sometimes you have to build up the no. I call it the no contact muscle. You have to build up the no contact muscle. Sometimes it takes you a while to get up there to be able to block that person. I know it's not just easy. Just blocking is tough, because blocking is like you're closing a chapter in your life. You just are. You're accepting that this, blocking is pretty much acceptance that it's over. You're closing this chapter in your life and you're moving on. So, and it's tough. A lot of people are not ready to get there, which is understandable, but you want to get there. You don't want to wait around. You want to actually get there, you know? So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people or whatnot, I promise you, that's how it would go. Like, they're going to try to wear you down. Yes, I hate to be ignored, but blocking me will drive me crazy. So that's why, you hear me? You hear what I just said? I hate to be ignored, but blocking me will drive me crazy. So blocking them could set off a chain reaction of, narcissistic robot is resetting right now. Powering back up. Use discretion when you're blocking people, y'all. Protect yourself when you're blocking people, because blocking them could set off some narcissistic rage or make them have a psychotic break where they thank you. Because in a narcissist's mind, they think if you don't want to be with them, that automatically means you want to be with somebody else. So they could snap. So yeah, if you're gonna block them carefully. And I know when kids are involved, it just muddies the situation up. You can't really block them on everything, because some people will call that parental alienation. Like, they blocked off all forms of communication. If you can't block them, funnel it down to just one form of communication. Just leave an email or a parenting app or something like that. You don't have to allow them access to your Facebook, your Instagram, your Snapchat, your TikTok, your LinkedIn, your WhatsApp, your DMs. You don't want text messages, email. I just named off like 7-8 forms of communication. They don't need 8 forms of communication with you. You can block them on Facebook. You can block them all on all social media and funnel it down to just one form of communication. Maybe a text message, maybe a parenting app. But parenting apps are hard to get people to agree to, because if you put people on a parenting app, they know that they're being monitored. So most people will watch their tone. Some people don't care. Most people will watch the tone and what they're saying, because they know everything is being monitored. Funnel it down. And don't respond to stuff if they're trying to trigger you, don't respond to stuff that's not about the kid. Just don't. Do you miss us? If they're in the parenting app at 1 a.m. and you got the kids, what the hell is that about? Don't respond to that. Don't respond. Don't take the bait. Because when they know a form of communication is open, they're going to try to trigger a response out of you. They're going to. And look, it's going to be some ups and downs. So if you don't block them, there are going to be some ups and downs. They're going to try niceness. If the niceness doesn't work, they're going to try sadness and guilt. If the guilt doesn't work, they're going to try anger. If the anger doesn't work, they'll apologize and seem sympathetic and go back to niceness. The cycle will continue on and on and on until hopefully, in their minds, they get what they're looking for. That's exactly what it is right there. So if you're dealing with narcissists, toxic people, or whoever, understand that that's how it works right there. That's bits and pieces of right there. That's the crux of the whole situation right there. If you're dealing with narcissistic, toxic people, you have to be prepared. This is part of the dynamic that you're going to have to deal with. It just is, you know? Especially if you had kids with them. No, kids, like I said, you love your kids. But kids muddy up the waters, y'all. They just do. Especially if you haven't. Look, y'all. If you don't have kids, this is for you. If you have kids, it's too late. If you don't have kids, y'all, please, for the love of God, stop having kids with people you don't know. You should not be pregnant or getting somebody pregnant 2 weeks into knowing somebody. I know accidents happen, but you should not be getting people pregnant or getting pregnant by somebody that you don't damn know. You just, we knew each other. It was a whirlwind romance. We knew each other for 2 weeks and we were pregnant. What? No. And now, when I get pregnant, everything changed. Of course, because you don't know them. Oh, you don't know them, not him. Lord, y'all, please. Okay, back to the topic at hand. I just had to get that out of my system. No contact is better than no response. Blocking is better than ignoring. Because like I said, if you just ignore it, typically you're going to read it. They're going to send you paragraphs begging and pleading and crying or whatever, threatening to take their own life or to send themselves to heaven. Well, what do I do if they're threatening to take their own life? You call the take your own life hotline. Or you call the police to do a wellness check, and then you still don't respond. Don't play games. Don't let them play games, because this is what it is. Like, what if they're seriously? If they're serious about unaliving themselves, what do you think that they'll do to you? You think you matter more to them than they matter to them? If they are serious about unaliving themselves, taking themselves to sending themselves to heaven or hell, whatever you believe in, or to purgatory, what do you think they will do to you? Genuine question. What do you think that they will do to you? You know? So don't fall for that trap. If they will take themselves out of here, they will take you out of here, I promise. So blocking is better. You have to, like, say, yeah, and if blocking this, but what if they pop up on my job? That's what if they pop up in my house? That's what blocking is supposed to help you do, y'all. Blocking is supposed to help you get to the point and build that no contact muscle, You build that no contact muscle. Let me on my podcast, I just flex. Have to get y'all the imagery. You have to build that muscle up to get to the point where you can say no to this person. No contact is supposed to help you build up the power to say no if you pop up in this if this person pops up at your house or your job or whatever. And you can also call the police to keep this person away from you. So in my humble opinion, I will say blocking is way better than ignoring. Yeah, ignoring is a step on the way. Yeah, ignoring is a step to get there. Some people you just can't go to blocking sometimes, because blocking is cold turkey. A lot of people go cold turkey and unblock them, and then you regress. You know, you regress and you go back into it, and people just look down on you, and people sad for you and stuff like that. You're sad for yourself because you're not happy. There's no way in hell you're happy going back into a toxic ass relationship. You're not happy. You just can't control. You just can't control it. You're fighting against yourself. You're getting led by your damn heart. Some of y'all get led by your heart and not your mind and your logic. It blows my damn mind to smithereens. I know people in the comment section, like, Lee, you don't understand love. Yeah, I understand sense. Love, that's not love. Love does not take you back into a toxic-ass abusive relationship. That's not love. That's trauma. That's trauma bond. That's Stockholm syndrome. That's some mental stuff. So, yes, if you've been dealing with a narcissist and you can't leave that person alone, you also need to go to therapy, because I've seen so many people that are on the edge of taking themselves, taking their own life, because they can't stop themselves from going back to a toxic situation. And guess what? If you unalive yourself because you can't leave a narcissist alone, they won't come to your funeral. Y'all about to take your own life for somebody who would not show up to your funeral. And if they do, they're going to be there trying to get sympathy from your friends and family and make it seem like, you know, or take pictures there to make it seem like they loved and cared about you and get other people to think that they're good people. They're going to use you as leverage even while you're getting buried 6 feet under. So think about that, y'all. So blocking over ignoring, y'all. Like and subscribe for more, y'all. If y'all new here, like I said, Mental Hendricks is out. Peace. Happy Saturday. And my podcasters, thank y'all so much, y'all. I really, really do appreciate it. Like I said, I'm on iHeart Music and what's the other one? Amazon Podcast. Now, I don't know how to check up on that. So I'm just checking on Apple right now. If y'all are new on the Amazon stuff, you better hit that $5 for me. You know, I got some new reviews on here. Oh my goodness. Somebody gave me 4 stars. Who gave me 4 stars? Perfectly insightful. This is the perfect podcast for understanding inner workings of the narcissistic mindset. Why you give me 4 stars, 5 stars then, Cricket? Give me 4. You give me a great review of 4 stars. Y'all be killing me. No, I'm just joking. Thank you. It's not a 1 star. I appreciate you. Very validating. Reedy Epps, appreciate you. Nikki Blue, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all, y'all. True mental healing. There you go. True mental healing. That's the point. That's the thing I was looking for, y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. If you're just listening to me on podcast form, I do have, I'm bigger on social media, y'all. I have a TikTok account, Instagram account, Facebook, YouTube. I'm everywhere. Mental illness everywhere. Just search Lee Hammack. I'll pop up. Thank y'all so much, y'all, because guess what? As much as y'all learn from me, I learn even more from you. I promise. Thank y'all so much. Mental illness is out. Peace.